Did you know that you can live a life that's even better than the highest rank your company has to offer? My name is Emily Gibson. I'm a master network marketer and a certified life coach. There is more beyond the rank. And if you're willing to go with me, I can show you how. Let's go. Okay, next up is Shelley. And then Victoria, you're on deck. You guys, isn't coaching the best thing ever? Are you obsessed with it like I am? I'm obsessed with coaching. And I love teaching buckets to people. I'm going to have to switch. We'll have to see if Shelley needs, if we need the board for Shelley and Victoria. We'll have to see. Let's give Kaylee a round of applause, you guys. It is not easy to come up and get coached. I'm always nervous when I get coached. So let's just like shout her out in the chat and give her all the love, because we want to show her for being so courageous. Okay, Shelley, what are we going to talk about? What grade do you teach?
I teach third grade.
That was one of my my favorite grade to teach. I love third graders. Second graders really annoy me. I have second graders at church right now, and I'm just like, oh God, why? Why are you having me teach the second graders? Take me back to the sixth graders. I'd rather have them. I just don't like and I have a second grader, which is probably why God put me in the primary for teaching Sunday school, because they are like, right, nobody else wants to teach Dean. So we've got to put Dean's mom in there to make sure they get the scriptures and learn to love God. Okay. What can I help you with today, Shelley?
Well, I'm with Plexus. I am a paid gold ambassador, but I am not consistently keeping my rank, as in points. Mm-hmm. So I get there and then fall back and get there and fall back. I'm typically recruiting 3 to 6 people a month. Kind of like Kaylee, it blew up in the beginning 2 years ago when I started. Mm-hmm. And, I need to like clear 20 people. That mm-hmm. just, they're like, they 1 month, 2 months, and they were out and gone. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm at. I want more. I am the sole person in my house. My husband is medically retired, cannot work. Mm-hmm. We're waiting on disability from the government. So you know how that is.
My father-in-law passed away a year ago tomorrow, and we are still waiting for spouse benefits for my mother-in-law. Mm. And yeah, thank the Lord for network marketing and for how he has blessed us in our business, because we've been able to take care of her. But not everybody has that, you know, which is why Everybody needs your business, you guys. Everybody needs a residual income from network marketing, because these problems are normal. These aren't rare problems. These are normal. Okay, go on.
So my goal when I started was to replace my teaching income so that I could stay home and help take care of him, even though he was still working. Mm-hmm. Now that he's not working, my goal is to replace his income, keep teaching, and then keep going to replace my income. Okay. Because it's just me. And you know, teachers don't get, 28 years in, and I still don't get what I need. Mm-mm. So it's very hard.
Our society does not value education. Our society values entertainment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we are struggling, and I see Plexus as a way to provide for my family. And it does when I need it. It pays a bill or two, but I need and want so much more, and I see the possibility. But
what would you say is your biggest problem in your business?
I think right now, I was thinking about it while Kaylee was talking. I can recruit. I mean, some months I get zero, but most months I'm 3 to 6 people.
Okay.
But it's the duplication, because so far it's been just me. Mm-hmm. I have one person that has one person.
Okay.
But that's it.
Are you familiar with my 3-step duplication system?
Yes, my upline has told me about it.
Do you has she given you the PDF with what to say and when to say it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you using it?
I haven't with fidelity.
Okay.
Because that is.
Did you do Ignite Week?
Yes.
Okay. Remember how I talked about the oysters?
Yes.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, once or twice a year, I do a 3-day challenge. In January, I always do Ignite Week. So it'll happen again this next January. It happened last January. It happened the January before. So keep your eyes peeled if you like stuff like that. It's usually like $24, or if you get in early, it's $19. Anyway, then I'm going to do another one probably in, I don't know, September or something. We'll make it fun. Back to business, something like that. But, and this is a teacher in me, right? I just like love to create stuff and make it fun and easy. Okay. So Ignite Week, day two, was teaching you my 3-step duplication system. And on it, the way that I kicked it off was I talked about oysters and I talked about how rare it is to find a pearl inside of an oyster. And the only way for a pearl to be created in an oyster is if something causes friction and the friction goes through and causes agitation to the oyster. And it basically like gets through the outer shell and sort of like doesn't crack it open, but it causes some sort of friction that creates the pearl to grow inside. And so what I equate this to is like every single person that joins your team. If you don't shuck every single oyster that you come across, aka every single customer that joins your team, you will not find the pearls. They won't even grow. So when you just said, Shelley, that you haven't done it with complete fidelity, my first thought was, well, no wonder you haven't found the pearl yet. Because if there's a group of 100 oysters in a room and I say, Shelley, there is one oyster in here that is going to create 10,000 customers on your team. All you have to do is open every single one and find it. Are you just going to go through and walk and be like, that one looks easy. That one is already kind of open. Are you going to pick and choose which ones to open? Or are you going to do all of them?
No, you're going to do all of them.
Okay. So decide right here and right now that you are never going to not do the 3-step duplication system to every single person that walks through your door as a customer. Can you make that choice?
Yes. And again, I'm going to go back
notice how I didn't say, can you control every human to do it?
No, you can't.
You can't. But what can you be in control of? You can shuck every single oyster. You can do the 3-step duplication system for every single person that joins your team. Yes or no?
Yes.
You were starting to give me an excuse though.
I know.
You were like, yeah, but. So I'm gonna ask again just to make sure. You can't control if they say yes or no. You can't control if they do it. You can't control if they get 3 people. Can you ask every single person? Can you be accountable to yourself and your goals to create your husband's income with network marketing so you can have financial freedom?
Yes.
This is how we do that. We don't do it by picking and choosing some, being not following through over here, not just sort of doing it over here, missing. Oh, that, I mean, she's 92 years old. I better not do it there. Those are the ones to practice on. Who cares if they don't do it? We say it every time, no matter what. Because if we let, and we decide ahead of time with our prefrontal, if we let the lower brain be in charge, we're going to be on the couch eating bonbons for the rest of our life, not getting financial freedom. And I don't mean that. That's an analogy, but it might even be you. Because bonbons taste pretty good, if we're honest. Right? I haven't had them in like probably 20 years, you guys. I'm missing out. Okay. So But the you get the analogy, yes?
Yes.
So how important is it every time that you want to eke out and not do the three-step duplication system? I want you to think, okay, this is us choosing out of our dream.
Okay.
And your brain's like, but not her. She's going to think that we're slimy. We are not slimy, or are we? Decide. You get to decide. Who decides if you're slimy? Who decides if you're pushy? You're not pushy if you use my system, by the way. It's not pushy. It's freaking perfect. I've tested it on over 20 different network marketing companies and hundreds of thousands of people over the last 10 years. It makes you look not pushy. It gets people to do things that they wouldn't do. It gets new leads. It turns people into business builders that just ordered for a product. It gets accidental business builders. Tell me your excuse. I'm interested to hear it now.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm being pushy. Like I'm saying, okay, well, now that you ordered, so do this post for me.
You're not doing it for you.
But what that's is it? How I, that's
I
how
know,
I feel.
But what do I tell you to say?
I don't have it in front of me.
I'm going to tell you.
Memorized.
I'm going to tell you because this is going to be your network marketing Bible from now on. You're going to memorize this script. So you don't even need it. Okay. You get them. They say, I'm ready to order. What do you do next? Tell me.
Get them on the phone.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Place their order.
What do you say?
Ask them if they have a few minutes to talk now or later.
Nope. You say, they say, I want to order. You say, what's your phone number? Don't say more than that. We're in the middle of a conversation here. We're trying to catch them off guard for them, right? We're doing this because we want them to be successful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they say, I'm ready to order. You say, what's your phone number? They put it in. You just hit call. You're ringing. They answer. Oh, I didn't realize you were going to call me right now. Oh, yeah, I just thought it'd be so quick. Okay, I'm putting in your order right now. What's your email? Phone number? Like, just you be the leader. Leader energy. You be the person that just decides, this is what we're doing here. This is how we're doing it. Just start taking the info. If they're like, oh my gosh, I was just walking into my kid's school. Be like, totally fine. What's your birthday? I'll just take it down right here on a piece of paper. Birthday, name, email, address, credit card, CVV, expiration. Okay, I'll put your order in. We'll talk soon. Then you're going to have to ask them to post on a voice message later. Okay, but ideally, what's your phone number? They give it to us. We just press go. Okay, then we're on the phone. We're taking their info. We get it all in. We're building rapport. Some of these people are level one people. Or bucket one people, remember.
Right.
7% of people are going to order here. Then you're going to have another, I don't know, like 36%-ish that are going to order as bucket two people. The majority of your people are going to order as bucket three. But even when you're signing up someone that you went to high school with, we're like getting to know them because they're giving us their most personal information. So build rapport when you're taking the order, right? Mm-hmm. Then the order is in and you say, you know, I just wish I would have found all this sooner. And so anytime that someone orders, I always invite them to post a two-liner on Facebook that says something like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I just ordered some gut health stuff from my friend Shelly. It's helped her with blank, blank, and blank. And I'm really hoping it does all that for me and a couple of other things too. Anyway, does anyone want to do it with me? And then if someone sees that is struggling, they can leave a comment or send you a message. And you can just start a message with you, me, and them. And I can answer all the questions. And then you can help someone that is silently suffering. Would you want to do that? If I send it over to you right now? And then you just zip the lips and wait for them to say yes or no, or give you an excuse like, I want to try it first. I know I used to think that too. In fact, I totally waited until I saw results so I can identify with that. But one thing that I've realized is that your friends need help with their health issues right now, not when it works for you. And that really weighs on my heart. And then you just zip it and see what they say. Sometimes at this point, people will go, you know, you're right, I'll do it. And then you send them the two-liner to their text and say, great, I'm sending it to you right now. Do you see it? I just texted it to you. Do you see it? Just have it on a note on your phone already pre-written. And then they're like, right now? Yeah, right now. I'm already on your Facebook page. Do you know how to put it in on your Facebook? Do you know how to copy and paste? Yeah, I know how to copy and paste. Like right now, just copy and paste it. You see my text, right? Yeah. Okay. So just copy that. Go over to Facebook right now and just like put it in your Facebook right now and hit post. And then tell me when it's up because I want to comment on it. And then they'll do it. And then you'll comment. And then you'll say, okay, perfect. I'm so excited. I'm just writing a post right here. And you're on there on the post being like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. It's totally done all that for me. I was such a skeptic. I never thought it was going to work like this. I can't wait for you to get your stuff. And then you watch that post like a hawk. And if anyone comments, then you're going to say to them, oh my gosh, did you see Anna was asking for information? Will you start a message with you, me, and Anna, and I'll just answer her questions for you. And then she puts Anna in the three-way chat with you and you do the three-step recruiting system. Anna, tell me what interest, well, you tell the girl, say, oh, this is my friend, Shelly. She's been taking the products for X amount of years. She loves it so much. I don't know anything. I just ordered. I'm so excited. But like, Shelly will tell you. The more that they can like bridge that, because you're bucket one to these people. Friend them on Facebook immediately. We want them in our bucket one to see our number two bucket stuff, right? We want to be building relationships with these people and we want to sign them up under the people that brought us the lead unless they don't want any sort of involvement with it. And then we tell them, you don't want to be involved, but I like to put them under them because then we get them a paycheck. And then they're like, even people that like don't think they want network marketing, all of a sudden there's $900 in their bank account. And they're like, what is this money? And you're like, oh yeah, that's what this is. It's gangster money. You want to do some more? And they're like, yeah. That's how I got sucked into network marketing. That's how 99.9% of my team, they're never going to do a business. They're not interested. They don't do things like this. They get a paycheck and they're like, I think I might want to do this. Actually, I think this is amazing. I think I'd like to make some money here. And then all of a sudden, everyone's making millions of dollars. Okay? It's an accidental business for 99.9% of people. You have to ask them on the phone when they're ordering to post. And then start through their messages. Get those people signed up. Get her a paycheck as fast as you can. Because people that their products are free, stay on them longer.
Yes.
Right? The more money you help people make, the longer they're going to stay with you. Their lifetime value of customer goes up. You get them a paycheck. Right? Then a week later, you ask them to go live. Or if they're really excited, ask them to go live when their stuff comes and do an unboxing. Then start through your messages from that. But the three-step system, PLP, that I teach, right? Do the post. A week later, do the live. A week later, you're doing an in-home party, a house party. Or if you don't live by them, you're doing it on Zoom. That's how you turn one customer into 20 in 30 days. And guess what? You do that, Shelly, you're not gold anymore. You're senior gold, headed to Ruby. You are in momentum. Even if just one person does it. And if you're signing up 3 to 6 people every single month and even getting just one or two of those a month, you are going to be ranking up. And then you're teaching that person to do the same. They're going to be ranking up. Then everyone's earning things together. Now we're going to belief building events for the company. Now all of a sudden there's more opportunities for them because see, the bucket system works for people with a relationship with anything, right? People that don't have a belief in network marketing, they're in bucket one with your company. They get a paycheck and some products. Now they're in bucket two. They go to convention with you, leaders retreat, rubies on the rise, gold, whatever, platinum, powerhouse, weekend, whatever. Everyone in their different company has a different name for it. It's all the same thing. Then they go from bucket two to three. See how it works everywhere? What if they won't do the three-way messages? Great question, Ashlyn. So if they won't do the three-way message, then there's two things that you can do. Number one, you can say to them, no problem. Well, do you know what they might want out of the products? And then they'll be like, well, yeah, I think she just has horrible anxiety. Oh, let me grab a story. Would you be willing to send it to her? Yeah, I could send it to her. Then you give a story, right? Because the three-step is what interests you the most? Send a story to show the products fix that. Do you relate to that? Yes, I do. Do you want to see what she took? Yes, I do. Send the product and pricing. Boom. They are signing up in 5 minutes or less. If they won't do a three-way message, then you try to give them a story to send. Give them the words to say. It's not as efficient. It doesn't work as well. It's annoying, if I'm honest. If they will not do that, then what you do is you friend that person on Facebook and you send them this message. I have a shirt, you guys. It's a real system. It earned me a trip to Portugal once. We couldn't get people. There was like this one person that wouldn't, they just wouldn't start through her messages on one of my top leaders. And so she started doing this. She would just friend their people and send them a message that said, can you see this? Ha ha. And they would say, yes. Oh, hi, I'm Anne Marie, and I'm so-and-so's friend, and you were interested in these products. This is what it's done for me. What interests you the most about it? And then they would say, oh, I'm having this problem. Oh, yeah, totally. They would send a story. Do you relate to this? Yes, I do. Do you want to see what they took? Yes, I do. Product and pricing. And getting them signed up. And at that point, you have a decision to make. Then you can go to the person and you can say, hey, Rachel's ready to go. She's ready to sign up. Do you want to do this with me and make money? Do you want to be part of the support system? And if they're like, no, be like, okay, no problem. I'm just going to sign them up under me and get them their stuff then. Sound good? Yeah. And then you can just sign up their people under you. But if they're like, no, I think I want to, that was easy. Really? They do? Yeah. So then you want to put them under them, get them a paycheck, and maybe move them into the buckets of belief in network marketing so that maybe you have a worker that was accidental that didn't see that they would do this naturally. Shelly, what are you going to take from this session?
I am going to take that I am going to do the three-step duplication for every single customer that I sign.
Why?
Because it's going to get me where I want to go, number one. And
I want you to say it even more meaningful because I'm replacing my husband's income and this is what's taking me there.
It makes me want to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's I'm replacing why. My husband's income and this is what's going to take me there.
Yep. We've got to be so clear about that. Otherwise, our lower brain is going to be like, oh, it's fine. We'll skip this one. No big deal. It's a big deal. We're replacing your husband's income. We're giving you financial freedom. We're getting you to a better financial situation. This is a big deal. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to go back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I call little fires. Yeah. That's what I call little fires everywhere. So little fires everywhere is, I mean, I have like a whole workbook, a whole workshop on this inside Beyond the Rank where you could download the whole workbook where you literally are like, messaging people and looking at their old orders and being like, hey, I know that you ordered and didn't really find something that you fell in love with. Or if you knew that they like were out of money or whatever, whenever anyone like says, I can't order anymore, I love the products, but I just, you know, I can't afford it. Anytime that happens, I always just message them like, oh, hey, I know that you have had to make other things a priority. And you love this so much. And I don't know if you know this month, but there's like this amazing deal going on. And if you order our brand new combo that gives like instant results, which is like, you know, like your drink and your balance pills or whatever, you frame it as this new thing that they've never been able to try. And then it comes with this 3-day metabolic reset. And oh my gosh, it's like, what do you think? If you were able to get results in 3 days, would it be worth it to you to like come and try this again? And then they say yes. And what do? You run them through PLP. You get them on the phone. You sign them up as a new account if it's been more than 6 months since they'd order. We all have these little tricks that we know how to use that are doing it fine. They're doing it ethically, doing it within the rules of the company, right? We're not trying to do anything that's not ethical. Stay in the lines of the rules of your company. But most companies, if you haven't ordered in 6 months, you can re-enroll as a brand new person. You just cancel out the account. This is true across all network marketing businesses. Some of them let you do it, let you move all around and you can slide here and slide there. And there's all this stuff that all the different, I'm like, I've been studying all the different compensation plans last year and it's so fascinating to me. Truly.
Okay. But so I have a customer that's continuing to order, but I never did this with them a year ago.
For that person, you message them and you go, I don't even know if I have ever asked you why you love the product so much. And then they are going to send you, I've lost 7 pounds. I sleep better. My hair stopped falling out, whatever it is. They're going to send you like a couple sentences. And then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. I'm so happy for you. Have you ever thought about like, what if you just put a post up on Facebook just saying that? Would you ever do that to help your friends that are silently suffering? And if they're like, yeah, I would do that. Be like, oh my gosh, do you have a picture of yourself that you love that you could send here? And they're like, yeah. And they send it and be like, okay, what if you just take that picture and copy and paste what you just wrote to me and put it in your Facebook right now? This is shucking the oyster. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
And then they notice how we're just doing like one little inch. We're just inching. We're inching. We're inching. We're inching. Mm-hmm. And then they say yes or no. And if they say no, then you say, would you mind if I posted it and tagged you? And then it's going to come up in their feed unless they have their settings to where it can't. But pretty much just network marketers know how to do that. So it's not likely they know how to do that. So probably it's going to come up in their feed. And then their friends are going to see it. And you might get a new lead from it. Then you friend them. They're in bucket one. They follow you on social media or you start chatting with them and they're in bucket two and then eventually they're in three and we get them signed up. Magical?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to put you back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay. Victoria, are you here? Are you still here? Did she have to go? I don't see her here. Did Victoria have to leave? I don't see her here. Is Victoria here? Anna's here. I was supposed to coach Victoria. You guys, I'm sorry, we went over. Whose sponsor is Victoria? I'm so glad you loved it. I just have a belief that it's all happening just as it's supposed to. Whose sponsor is Victoria? Is Victoria's sponsor here? Was Victoria ever here? I don't. I think we're okay. I think Victoria wasn't supposed to be coached today. I think we got what we needed. Anna says, this was so good. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys. I am just so glad that you took the time to be here today. I will have this recording to you. And I know that it's going to bless your business. And what I want you to leave this call with is knowing that you can do so much more than you think you can. I want you to get your feet off the ground and your head into the clouds. That's where magic happens. That's where network marketing dreams come true. Stop being so realistic. Stop being so practical. That's not what this is. Network marketing is where dreams come true that all the normal people have given up on. You're not normal. You do more. You create the life of your dreams and you help other people do the same. I'm so grateful that you allowed me to be your coach today, and we'll send you the recording by email. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. Bye now. Who is your life coach? If you don't have one, I would be so honored to be your coach. I've created a virtual program called Beyond the Rank that I want to invite you to join me in. We can address challenges, we can work on goals, and we can do it in so many different ways. We have group coaching, individual private coaching, and hundreds of hours of online courses and content that I'm creating just for you. When you're ready to take what you're learning on the podcast to the 10X level, then come check out Beyond the Rank at emilygibsoncoaching.com.